With the alarming rise in distracted driving incidents claiming lives on our roads, initiatives like Operation Ghostwriter stand as beacons of hope for safer streets. It's coordinated by the Transportation Improvement Association. Operation Ghostwriter is set to mobilize law enforcement officers across Michigan with a singular mission, that mission being targeting and deterring distracted drivers. And joining us on the JR Morning Live line is Jim Santilli, CEO of the Transportation Improvement Association and chair of the Traffic Safety Advisory Commission's Distracted Driving Action Team. Jim, good morning.
Good morning. Thanks for having me, and great to talk to you.
And so tell me, Jim, how this Operation Ghostwriter will work. We were talking amongst ourselves this morning, and, every time when we come in the morning, we may see someone on the phone driving. We know that slow person in front of us going, 40 miles an hour on a 70-mile-an-hour freeway is usually someone who has that phone up to their ear or next to their mouth, and they're not paying attention.
Oh, most definitely. And as you can see, it's a major problem out there. You know, sometimes I'm driving, I look to my left, look to my right, look in the rearview mirror, and you see people holding their phones, typing on them. As we know, it's causing a lot of crashes. But what Operation Ghostwriter does, it uses unmarked spotter vehicles, which contain a law enforcement passenger. When the spotters observe a distracted driver, they radio a fully marked law enforcement unit to initiate a traffic stop. And as you know, we've done an abundance of public education throughout the state of Michigan over the years regarding the dangers of distracted driving. And we've also done a lot of education. Most recently, we had a billboard competition for high school students, Jonathan Putris Jr. from Dakota High School, as well as Brandy Cavanaugh from Mercy High School, made the latest designs. And their designs actually educated the public about the new hands-free law. But again, despite that education, we're seeing, and that's where Operation Ghostwriter comes in, is we're trying to further educate the public as well as change driver behavior to save lives and prevent injuries.
When you pull them over, could you educate them on how to use the hands-free system that most of these cars are equipped with? Because I think that's, that's the thing. I'm looking at people driving with their phone in their hand going, there's technology for that you will find so simple.
We interesting enough, a lot of people do have the hands-free systems in their vehicles, and they do have the phone connected. The major problem that we see is typically texting and driving, social media updates. Some people are doing email. Last year, we were doing Operation Ghostwriter. We had a vehicle on I-75 who was typing on their laptop computer while driving down the freeway. Yesterday we had somebody who was watching a movie while driving.
This is unbelievable. You cannot operate a motor vehicle doing those things. What is the violation? How much will it cost the person, et cetera, if you're pulled over?
It really depends, because obviously sometimes they're committing multiple violations. They run red lights. Last year we had a driver who was traveling over 90 miles an hour at a 45 while typing on their phone. But the violations for the hands-free law include: the first violation is a $100 fine and or 16 hours of community service. Second or subsequent violations are a $250 fine and or 24 hours of community service. And three violations within a three-year period that requires that they complete a driving improvement course. Now, fines are doubled if a traffic crash occurs and the at-fault driver was holding or manually using that mobile electronic device while driving. But one thing I want to also emphasize is violators don't need to be cited for the hands-free violation. They could also be cited for careless driving, which is a three-point offense and a civil infraction, carrying a fine of several hundred dollars.
There are motorists out there that are using their Waze app and thinking, well, I know where the law enforcement is, so I don't have to worry about this. Well, you don't know. With Ghostwriter, they may be right next to you.
Oh, exactly. And, good example of that was yesterday. We had a driver, Clinton Township Police were behind her, and I think she thought, well, the officer can't see in the vehicle. She was typing on her phone, and we were sitting right next to her. She didn't even know it, and we were watching her do it, and we radioed to that marked unit, and they initiated the traffic stop.
Are the officers allowed to say, give me your phone and prove it that you haven't been texting, or not?
I mean, they can, and again, with this law, with the prior texting law, it was specific to texting. Now you can't have the phone in your hand whatsoever. So it has to be mounted. You have to use the hands-free technology, and you can do a single swipe or tap. So, you know, really at this point, there's no need, I guess you could say, to ask for the phone. In the past, they could ask for the phone. The driver could deny it. But, yeah, at this point, it's, you know, if they have the phone in their hand, whether it's holding it to type on it or having it up to their ear, they could be stopped for that.
Jim, is it just going to take a culture change? Because, as you know, with seatbelts, it was kind of like that as well. It took people a while to wear their seatbelts as regularly as they should. And would it be the same thing with this law?
Most definitely. And, you know, what studies have shown is really the distracted driving. It's kind of an addiction, you know, where people, they get that ding or vibration, whatever it may be, that alert on their device. And they just feel that instant need to pick it up. You know, and that's why, again, one thing I want to emphasize, this isn't about going out there writing citations. I know some people have said, oh, they're just trying to generate revenue. This is specifically about safety. It's about saving lives and preventing injuries. And, you know, good example, so 1,054 persons were killed on Michigan roads last year as a result of traffic crashes. And those are preliminary numbers. But, you know, as I always say, those are not just numbers. Those are 1,054 families who, instead of having their loved one come home, had a law enforcement officer show up to their door and tell them they're not going to see their loved one again. And that's very unacceptable. We need to get those numbers down. Yeah. We need to make our roads safer for everyone, so loved ones are returning home each and every day. And we need drivers to remember that when operating a motor vehicle, you have a huge responsibility to not only protect your life, but the lives of the innocent people traveling around you. So keep your eyes on the road and hands on the wheel when driving.
It's just a frustrating sense of entitlement that you see people have, that they're, what they perceive as their right to communicate trumps your right to be safe on the roads, your child's right to be safe in their car seat.
Definitely, you know, and, you know, the good thing is most of the time when drivers are stopped, you know, a lot of times they admit to what they were doing. They say they shouldn't have been doing it. But then you get those drivers who, you know, get offended and say, well, you know, I know we had one driver who was interviewed by the news last year, and they asked her, they said, well, is this going to change your behavior? She said, no, I'll just try to better hide it next time.
Oh, God. Lovely. You know, that's at some point that bill is going to come due for her, and I hope that it's not tragic.
Horrible.
Yeah. Well, exactly. And, you know, people think it's not going to happen to them, but, you know, as we all know, we see these tragedies time and time again. You know, unfortunately, I've had to work with parents who have lost their children due to distracted driving. And, you know, and that's why we're so committed to, you know, doing these initiatives, education, as well as the enforcement. And again, enforcement's part of the education process, but making our roads safer for all. I mean, that's our primary goal, is to ensure everyone returns home safely every day.
Jim Santilli, CEO of the Transportation Improvement Association and chair of the Traffic Safety Advisory Commission's Distracted Driving Action Team, we appreciate your time this morning.
Oh, and thank you for helping us to get the message out.
All right, coming up, the NFL Draft Economic Impact Report. Patrick Anderson next on JR Morning.